What's up, y'all? Today's guest is a multifaceted artist that blends together what we know as culture, hustle, and riz, the definition of standing on business. With his team, with his company, Dream But Don't Sleep, he utilizes media as a vehicle to bring us to the intersection of music, tech, and fashion. When he's not designing or creating, you can find him on the street, skating with heat that'll make any sneakerhead jealous. Joining me in welcoming JD.
Oh, man. Got with the
Woo!
bars, man. I'm
Bro,
flattered, man.
you
That was
got
awesome.
freaking.
Overly hype me,
Bro,
man.
you got
Don't
hit that
overly
freaking
hype me,
Riz.
man.
I was
What's
like,
going on?
Riz, like, yeah. I know
Yeah.
Riz is out, but you know,
Like, you made
it's
this
okay
bio
still.
yesterday, bro.
It's
Cool, man. I'm old. I'm washed. So I didn't even know it was out. So it's pretty on brand for me.
cool. I was
stale
like,
lingo, I
Riz. I
think.
was like, who put? Yeah, that's
Trying to
like
use
the
that
thing that
bio, bro.
you're right.
That's
That's what
straight
people
up.
are
That's
saying. They're saying
AI
to
made your
you.
bio, bro. AI made your bio.
There's yeah, that's like the things that we're supposed to leave in 2023 is Riz.
Red.
Yeah,
You're just like, hey, ChatGPT, make my bio, but make me sound like, make me sound Gen Alpha. And he's like,
I got you,
Riz.
Riz.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cuenta Cuenta Podcast. This is Angela.
It's your girl Tessa.
What's up, guys? It's Ed.
And this is KP. No, I
That's the
appreciate it.
deal.
That's that fire intro, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries, bro. No worries, bro. I
I
had
was
to come
nervous when
through.
you told me to not be mad.
Yeah, so JD didn't send me an intro, so I had to write
Oh, JD, I think we've met before.
Gonna say, you look familiar. Where are you at?
I think I hired you for Elemental.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, is this the
I
story? This is a
didn't
different
put two and
story.
two together. I was like, wait, it looks super familiar. Yeah, that's
No,
wild.
I think the reason I knew it is because Dream But Don't Sleep. I remember that because I always see the Instagram tags whenever I'm like sending emails, and I was like, wait a second, I think I know this. I think I know this guy. But yeah, that was a fun time. We were kind of on set, I guess, but for Elemental, it was a pop-up in New York in May. And he recorded some really cool content for us.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is Elemental? What was that? What was the
Oh, it was
project?
the
It's
Pixar
the Disney
movie.
movie. The
Yeah.
Pixar.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Funny you bring that up.
Duh,
Little dad mode. I'm doing like my daughter's star student this week, so I guess I have
Oh.
to come in and read a story, a book to the class tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's so
I think everybody's
cute.
here is young too, so everybody's like, oh, this is dad over
It's
here.
dad. He's
Wait,
just like, this is
she
the
picked
older,
up.
freaking older brother coming in.
Yeah, it's like a big. I went from Kuya to Tito real quick.
Yeah. No, Tito JD.
No.
Lolo over
Do
here.
they call you boy? Is there a boy of this generation?
Oh, a boy. No, I
Yeah,
got, but
we don't
yeah,
have any
I don't.
boys, right?
Yeah, we have to bring that back. It's gonna be
Yeah,
like,
you always
it's
have
like
to have a
gonna be
Tito boy.
the generation. It's gonna be like skip like a couple generations. Like, oh, well, so we didn't have
Tito
enough
boy?
boys, so now there's gonna be mad
Is someone
boy.
asking for Tito boy?
Oh,
Yes. And then
yeah.
we gotta have a Uncle June too.
Oh
The
yes, I
uncle.
have an Uncle June.
Yeah, but you don't call him
Mean
Tito
Uncle
June, you
June.
call him
Yeah.
Uncle June.
Uncle June
Ah.
and Tito boy. There you go. That's fine.
I
I
don't
got
know
Uncle June's on
why.
like on all sides.
Right.
you need Auntie Baby.
Auntie baby.
Oh, I have a my Lola is Tita baby.
It's
Ah,
Tita
Tita
Baby, right?
baby.
There
Yeah,
you
but
go.
she's not the baby. She's like the
No. She's
third
like the
oldest.
firstborn. Oh, the
Yeah.
first.
Oh,
Oh,
really?
she's the favorite,
Okay.
basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I gotta teach the babes. Teach the babes.
Yeah,
Teach the
there you
babes,
go.
man. Yeah.
Ooh, bringing it in. Hipper.
All
Full
right.
circle. But the reason I brought up the story thing tomorrow, just aside from the fact that I'm old, but she chose Elemental as her book for tomorrow. So I was like,
Oh, that's so
Cute.
cute. Oh, it's a
she
book
would.
now too?
I think I like, you know how they do with the
They
merch
do all,
there.
yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, the
yeah.
merch.
But it was
Crazy.
cool.
You
But
were
the
like,
movie was
my
fire
dad worked
too.
on
So I was,
that. Yeah.
yeah, she's like, yeah, gassing it up. She'd be head, my boss slash cheerleader.
That's cute. Aw.
I love that, bro. How old's your daughter?
Five.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
That's a good age.
That's
That's a
a good
great
age. Yeah.
age. Has a
It's
whole
fun.
personality now.
He didn't start liking me until like a year ago, so it's cool. I'm basking in it. So though. It's mom time for strong. Mom had a good run, you know, for
whole
year. It was mom time.
We're outside now.
Yeah, that's it. I'm a part of the family.
So, Ed, how did you and JD meet? How do you guys know each other?
Pass.
Huh?
I'm gonna pass that to JD.
Oh. I thought you said ass. Yeah, I literally thought you said ass.
I thought he said ass too.
Yeah, well, we're still a Christian podcast, guys.
Nice little Christian podcast.
Yo, it was on set for production, right? It was
We met through Sid, actually.
Sid. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot where.
Shout out to Sid Sasante.
Yo, shout out to Sid. My man's looking crazy. Have you seen him recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Jack Diesel out here.
Yeah, he's
the next Spider-Man.
he's getting his audition tape ready.
Yo, he has been.
He's out here. But yeah, shout out to him. I remember, forget what production it was, but yeah, shout out. We needed that good clean audio out here.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, it was for Coinbase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we met on that one, and it was like out in Brooklyn, I think. Yeah, we also met another Filipino on that set. And then it was like me, you, Sid, and then Juan, I think.
Yeah. He's honorary Filipino.
Honorary Filipino. He did the thing too.
Yeah, he did it. Oh, so yeah, that was Hubert was there. It was Hubert as
Hubert.
Well.
Hubert,
he's shout out to Hubert. He was at the time working with them, and he produced that.
But yeah, so what got you started in production or like media in general? Because I know like when I met you, Sid was like, yeah, this is the guy. Like trust him with your life. And I was like, bet. My whole life.
He gassed it up like that, man.
Yeah, like super gas. Like we were on full with the premium gas.
Hey, so he was overflowing, man.
Almost diesel.
He got that jet fuel.
We were in a BMW. Didn't care.
Yeah. To be honest, like I've always been into like for filming stuff back in the day. Like, wait, real quick, just for the record, so I know, just like what's like the age range of all you guys?
Guess.
All right, so I'm gonna go left to right. I don't know if this order is the same thing for you guys. All right, so start. Angela is 24.
Yes.
Hey, let's go.
Okay.
So
I like this game already.
So I like this I'm game winning. Paul, I'd say 27.
I love this game. I'm really gonna love this game. You can call me KP, bro.
KP? Oh, bet you. I'm going by the government. Oh, I feel that. So, yeah, got you.
Well, it's Kuya Paul, so that's why KP.
Got you.
KP.
Yeah,
was like, with the Paul. Yeah.
Don't Kuya too fast, man. Just go.
Wait, so are you going to wait till the end that it's, you can tell me if I, how far
yeah,
off?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
off.
We're going to tell right, cool. you at the end.
I ain't going to tell him nothing. Like, I'll stick with 20. What do you say? 27?
I said 27.
I stick with that.
Ed, how do you like 27, right? Ed, 28?
Yeah, I'm like 27.
Oh, you
put
me and Aaron in the same age? I'll take that.
Yeah, we're outside.
Tessa is like 20, I would say 24. Mm. 24, maybe 23. I feel like you and Angela look similar in age.
Dang, interesting.
Yeah,
I would say we do, yeah.
But it's tough to call with, like, you know,
So we'll tell you who you were the furthest away from and who you were closest to with your guess.
That's a good way to do it.
Okay. Ooh. So I think you were furthest. KP was the furthest one away. We'll start with that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And but then KP is the oldest.
KP is the oldest.
Yes.
Okay, because he's the KP. Kuya's got to be the.
Yeah.
Kuya's got to be the oldest.
Okay. I didn't know what it was until after my answer, so I asked.
It's all good. Hey, KP, just call me KP, bro.
Got me that.
You were closest with Ed. Like, that was the closest guess.
I feel like Ed, too, I should, like, really know. But I'm kind of bad with ages, though. Wait, so how, all right, so closest with Ed, and then furthest off with KP?
KP. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are we going to go down the line?
Yeah, go down the line.
Go ahead, yeah.
So I should say my real age?
I mean, you'll have to.
I mean, that's cool. I'll say, Angela, if you say yours, I'll say mine.
Okay, I am 30.
Okay.
That's Word. So weird.
We said real age.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that's, I wouldn't.
We said really.
We looking great for 30. We out here.
So KP.
Oh, it's KP. Okay. Bro, I'm 41, bro.
Say word.
Right? I'm telling you, bro.
Respect. Respect. That's what's up. Respect.
Yeah. Respect I'm 27, bro. You put me the same age with Ed. I'm like, I'm gonna take that.
I will bro, say not... KP always gets told that like no one thinks he's in his 40s. Like no one does.
He doesn't look like it.
No, at all.
He doesn't talk like it now.
He doesn't talk like it.
Especially, I think it threw me off.
What does a 41-year-old sound like? Like, I don't even know what a 41-year-old sounds like no more.
But you're 41, and you knew that Riz
was supposed to be talking about like my finances and like my 401. I don't know.
Like, you should sound more tired. I feel, you know, if you're 40, you're too energetic for a 40-year-old.
Your back is supposed to sound like it's hurting.
You're too sprite.
You're too sprite.
What?
You're supposed to have more dad jokes. That's just supposed to be part of your vernacular.
I do have dad jokes. Other, so I do have them dad jokes. I have the people jokes.
Wait, can we run it back real quick? I get educated. Tessa, what do you mean? What is sprite mean? Is that bad?
Sprite. That's like actually a very old word. Like you're young and sprightly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got you. So it's like a little sprite. I feel like there's like video games and there's like little sprites running around.
Yeah.
Tessa's our resident Gen Zer.
I was gonna say copy she that. Is. Yeah, she's our resident, and she's our she's the professor. She's our professor of Gen Z,
keeping us tapped in.
Yeah, someone has to.
Ed is okay. So let's. So we got Angela's age. KP, Ed, you want to say?
Oh yeah, age? I'm 30.
Oh word, actually, I knew because you wrote. Yeah, most of your birthday. Yeah, the big 30 birthday recently.
Big 30. Ugh.
Yes. The big 3-0. Trust me, man. It only gets better. We out here, right, KP? Let them know. It's up. We out here. Yeah, look how look at.
It's like it doesn't it like the way it gets better is weird though, because the way it gets better is you don't give an F anymore, like with like other people. You know,
you start realizing you could like kind of
it don't matter if you're trying to like you're trying to impress people, like when you just get to a certain age, you're just like, man, F them, dude. Like I'm just gonna do my thing already.
For sure,
because I'm like tired of trying to impress you. Like just to try to get your attention. I was like, I need my own attention.
That's the oldness. Yeah.
That's the oldness. Okay.
Different insecurities, I get you.
These young people, you know, they don't care. Oh. You need to care about yourself. You know?
What does this care? Well, I don't care.
What is caring?
I show
they
you
don't
caring.
Pay your bills.
caring,
pay my bills. You pay my telephone bills.
I'm 26. So you actually were pretty close when you with me, but you went down to 23. So then I was like, okay.
Because I felt like I was also like trying to like use like, because I was like, all right, how's this like group like, I don't know. I just assumed maybe you and Angela like friends, because I was like, okay, maybe like there's like a younger like dynamic. I don't know. How do you all know each other?
Wait, what's your age? So that's the last question, and then we'll move on.
Oh, it's our turn to guess.
Wait.
Our turn to guess.
No. We all have to guess.
We all have to guess. All right.
I would say 35.
We'll take it. Thank you.
Interesting. I would say 38. It's more so by your response to Angela.
Right.
I shouldn't have said anything. I realized that.
Yeah.
We're just going to go higher.
I'm going to go 40. I'm going to go 40.
This is like the Price is Right.
Yeah. This is like the opposite of watch as all have gone like 10 years over.
I'm
going
to say 37.
37.
Okay.
So not like totally 38. Well, I said 37 because like that whole comment about like being your 30s, and then he all commented, it was like, right, KP, like we out here. I'm like, yeah, all right. You probably because it's not a young 30. Because if it was young 30, you'd be more like more encouraging, and it's like, oh, once you get to your 30s. But that comment about like, you know, like we out here is like means you've been out here a while. You've been in your 30s for a minute. And it was like, right, KP, and I'm like, oh, So he been out touching grass. He been camping outside.
He set up a whole
been camping.
I'm out here.
He's out there with them out the like that what you call it? That the TikTok RV? Outdoor boys. No, that guy in Alaska. He been out in his 30s for that long. he been shoveling snow like thinking
Yeah, I've been surviving tents. These seasons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've been making igloos, bro.
Igloos. Oh my gosh.
You guys ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Drum roll.
30. Wait, I gotta think about it now. Yes, 38.
30. So, yes. Ooh, spot I on.
Tessa got it.
He cheated.
When'd you turn 38 though? When'd you turn 38?
My W-9s. So.
Yeah, right. She remembered.
I know. I went through the roll.
When'd you turn 38, though?
I turned July. So I turned 39 this coming July.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was closer. I was like, maybe like I just missed it. All right.
But on my way. It's just, yeah, it's kind of a trippy thing to think about. Like you said, like I don't really. I was out with my cousins. I was like, yeah, I'm about to be 40 in like another year, like a little bit more than a year. But it's like crazy to say out loud, but. Because I don't, yeah, feel like it, but
yeah,
I guess that's what's most important, right?
40 don't feel like nothing, bro. Well, 40 is just like, it's more the same with 30. You give even less of an F about people and you just keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
You really do. Like, you kind of like, you're just like, I'm freaking 40. Like, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? Like, if you were going to do something, you would have done it in my 30s. Like, if you had something to say, but then, like, once you get to 40, you're like, oh, people really don't give an F about you. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm just going to keep doing my thing.
But there is
something that kind of sparks around your 40s as well, too, where it's like, oh, people really don't give an F? Oh, I was like, I'm going to just double down. Yeah, it's something like that. Just like, I'm going to just double down and just keep doing my thing. Like, you'll get a rise out of it. You're just like, hey, 40? I'm like, let's go. Yeah, 40, yeah, 40 is that new 30. Like, it's like, for real, where you're just like, I really don't give an F about these young kids.
I feel that way now.
Company excluded.
Okay, I guess I'll just.
Why you really feel, KP?
I don't give a F about nothing. I don't give a F. Well, the thing, okay, because I'm single too, so you really don't give an F. No, because like everyone in the dating scene, like right now, like a lot of them, they still discovering themselves, and then just. At least for me, I'm just like I'm too old to wait for you to find out who you are.
Yeah.
Like straight up, I'm just You've like you want to keep. Yeah, it's like I've discovered myself. I'm good. So like, figure out who you are, and then yeah. But if you're all going, I don't know, like just going out, getting freaking like going out drinks every day. I was like. Like just go get drunk, whatever, make mistakes, wake up with regrets, like get that out of your system.
Damn, KP.
what is 40 gonna be?
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. You gotta be excited. I said, so less left fucks to give, and we got here. No, but I think it's you know, every year, you know, you kind of, for me at least, yeah, just I don't know, time is a weird thing. I guess my kid is the only thing that kind of makes me feel old. Other than that, I'm still running around with like these guys like Ed and Sid and just like, you know, trying to, you know, make sure I don't say the keep on say Riz when it's played out, you know, trying to stay relevant.
I remember when I first met you, your word was sheesh.
I still say it. I don't even care. That's it. It's like I feel like, you know, just stay true to it. But it's like, I can't even help it anymore. But it's like people come back to me and once in a while, I'm like, yo, you're the first person I've heard say it. I'm like, yo, man, because that's it, bro.
Because that's it. That's my word, bro.
That's where it started, bro. Congrats.
If you didn't know, JD was the starter. Sheesh. Y'all didn't know.
Oh, got it.
You're welcome.
That's my story.
Okay.
Just to pivot a bit, I wanted to ask, what is Rich the Barber? I see it in the notes. I don't know what that is.
Rich the Barber's in the notes. Shout out to Rich the Barber.
Shout out to Rich the Barber.
That's what I do on my bottom high podcast. I just like shout people out. It's not really. Shout out to Rich the Barber. You know, like play like a sound or something, Ed. Like be like a, you know, say a little air horn or like
the. Yeah. The burr.
Rich the Barber. Do you guys know who Rich the Barber is? He's a barber.
I know who Rich the Barber is.
His name is Rich. Filipino homie.
His name
homie.
Is Rich or is... Okay, there we go.
His name is Rich. Yeah, he's got a shop called Filthy Rich in barbershop in Queens.
Yeah, in, specifically in Woodside.
Woodside, yes. The Mecca.
Of Filipinos.
He's a good homie. I was back in the early days. Like I used to DJ at a spot called Fat Buddha Bar in the Lower East Side.
You used to DJ?
Yeah, I used to DJ. Yeah, I retired when my daughter was born. But I might come back, you know what I'm saying? Keep looking out.
Back, bro.
My 40th. I'm about to DJ my 40th.
So you used to DJ, and then you Did you DJ for Rich or like?
He used to party. He used to come party at Fat Buddha Bar. So I used to be there every Thursday. I was a resident DJ with my friends, DJ Marvel and DJ Poon. And it was every Thursday. So we had a good like regular crowd. It was like kind of Asian hip hop spot, mad Filipinos, but a melting pot of all Asians. A lot of transplants from actually California usually end up there. My wife's from the Bay. So it's like, if you just moved to New York and you're from California and you're Asian, that's where you usually end up at some point.
That's dope.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys ever been out there. It was a cool spot. They just got their liquor license back since the pandemic, and now they're back popping. But Rich used to party there, and I became good friends with him through there. And like, he's a like celebrity barber to the stars, and he also has a dope shop. But he's dope, Filipino American barber. He got an American Express commercial. But I used to just do like. He's official. He gets a lot of brand deals and stuff, but super talented and inspirational homie. But he's like one of those barbers that gets like flown out to like, you know, cut people before they go on like the red carpet type thing, you know, like private jet barber vibes. he's the homie. And I did some video work with him back in when I was first kind of starting out, when Instagram videos were like 15 seconds and
not the 15 second videos.
Yeah. 15 seconds and square. Yeah.
And square. Oh shit. You're right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Come a long way. I don't know if Tessa, were you born yet?
Oh dang.
Way back. I'm just kidding. I'm just more maybe making fun of how old I am than how young you are. it's cooler. To be on your side of the joke.
That's funny. So wait, okay, so how did you start DJing?
Yeah, how did I start? I used to DJ back in like, my cousins were, older cousins were DJs. So oh, way no back on history lesson, KP, you know, remember back in the day when they had vinyl and they had to like carry all your music in like crates to parties. Crates,
yeah.
So that's how I'd get to the parties when I was like 13. My cousins would like let me go if I carried at least like 5 milk crates of vinyl into parties. I would sit in the back of a van with like no seats, and they would just like, I'd be like rolling around like in old school, like they kidnap everybody. But so I learned how to DJ through them. And then I got to high school, and then in college and stuff, I used to DJ as well. And then I went to University of Delaware, came back, and then I started DJing in New York. And yeah, it was more, I just like the party, and I don't like to pay for drinks. I don't like to wait in line. So I found like homies are really good DJs, and I would like get put on the bill. Like, and then I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to DJ. I'm like, oh man, I'm too drunk to DJ. I don't want to ruin the party. You guys got it. And then I'd be like, I'll be over here just making sure like the bottles are good and making sure we have like liquor flowing. Who needs a shot? And then, yeah, so that's kind of how I found my way. And then if I got really into the vibe, I'd be on the mic, you know? And I became an MC.
So you'd be the MC. Yeah.
Bonus, you guys got an MC for the night. You didn't know, but they put me down as a DJ. But yeah, if you ask like my friends Marvel and Poon, they're still DJ at like a bunch of spots in New York, like Love Barbecue in K-Town in New York.
I live close to K-Town. So
dope. So you probably may have seen DJ Marvel. He's in like in the glass in the front window, like a dog in the mall.
Bro, what? So wait, so if I name drop, will I get in? Fuck.
Yeah. But you don't talk about when you go to the mall and they have the dogs in the windows.
Yeah, they have the dogs in the windows.
So during the pandemic, they had the outdoor seating. So they put the DJ like, in the window facing out so you could like hear the music outside. You can't, but it's like, don't feed the DJ.
Aw, poor thing.
But yeah, fire spot. A lot of barbecue is good. The food's good. And it's cool that they have like a party vibe getting barbecue on.
Every time I go to Love, they're always like, free shot. If you post this photo, then another free shot. Do you want one more free shot? Like, they really just want to get you drunk when you leave.
Yeah, the owners are mad cool, man. Yeah. They'd be out there. Was it like the owner, Jenny's like the one, but she's like kind of like the host, but she's usually. They're like in the mix, but they do good with the social. They like to make sure everybody's having a good time. Spread the love.
So why Delaware?
My mom wouldn't want me to stay in New York. I got like a scholarship to go to St. John's for like media production or for film production. And then I got accepted to Delaware for elementary education. It was like more of a backup thing. I applied just to like make my mom happy, and then
because I
wanted to just, I was like, I'm good, like I just need to go. I was filming like skate videos in high school, and I was like filming and just learning, yeah, just cooking up. I didn't even know what it was. I thought I wanted to work at MTV as like a VJ or something. Mm-hmm. And then I got an internship at MTV, and then I got like hazed. I got like told to go look for shit that didn't exist. I was also too like not like a film school kid, so they kind of knew that, and like they would make me like, like, yo, can you go ask the grip for a T-stop? And like I was like, all right. So I asked the grip for a T-stop, and he's like, yo, go. No, I don't know where it is. You actually got to go ask. And it would just send me around. So I went to like 10 people asking for a T-stop. But T-stop is actually like, you know what T-stop is? It's like, it's like an F-stop, but basically like on like the like higher end like cine lenses. So it's like not, it's like a degree of measurement. It's not like a physical thing. So they had me like, they were just so having me run around. Yeah. So everybody I'm asking for, it's like, it's, they're like, oh yeah. So it was just like a running joke. And I was like, man, this is corny. Like I wouldn't even hang out with you guys. So why would I even like stay around and be hazed by you guys? But it was cool. I worked there for like I would intern there for a little bit. And then I was like a production assistant for a while, but it was cool. But I digress though. So why did I go to Delaware? So my mom didn't want me to go to stay in New York because I was like with my cousins who were DJing that I talked about before. And I was always going in and out of like New York when I was like younger. And then so she didn't want me. Like I was like, I don't know, trying to like skate and like do graffiti and like break dance and like, you know, the four elements of hip-hop.
Best life. Like yeah. What's the problem?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, so why don't you go to like Delaware and like be away from all that? So I was like, all right.
Yeah, and then there is not much in Delaware. I will say I'm from Maryland, so.
Oh, okay, word.
Like right next to it.
So we used to throw like parties down in Delaware. We would do like bus parties to like, we'd rent out clubs that were like on weekdays. We would, yes, this is how I started DJing in college. I didn't like going there. And so I was like, needed to find entrepreneurial endeavors. So I just started clothing brands and like
buses.
We used to run like 13 school buses to like clubs that were like closed. So be like, if you're closed on a Thursday, like how much would your bar guarantee be on a regular night? And then we would give it to them in advance in cash, and then we would charge people 35 to 50 for a round trip from campus to like Maryland or say Philly, because like Delaware's mad small, there's not much there. So we would go to these other clubs, Baltimore, Philly, and what's like the downtown area of Maryland? It's like close to the University of Maryland, I think. And
like then we would like
yes Chesapeake area? Yes, yeah. yes the Chesapeake Bay, we've lost like homie, not lost homies, like they're not dead, but like yo, we have to go back like the next day to get somebody because they got arrested because they went swimming in the bay, and then they had helicopters out looking for them, and it was like so bad
because you had to go over the bridge then, I'm assuming. Right, the Bay Bridge. Okay, yep. For those of you who don't know, it's a big ass bridge. It's like one of those bridges that like when you drive, like I scared driving over it even during the daytime. So if you get stuck, it's like, there was one time I was coming back from Ocean City, Maryland, actually. You have to go over this bridge. Oh, this was a while ago. This is very sad, but someone fell off the bridge. So they closed the bridge, and it took, and that's like one of the only ways in and out of that area. So we had to go around it, and it took like, I think it added like another 4 hours to the trip to try to find a bridge. Like it was a smaller bridge to go around.
But it's like once it's shut down, it's kind of like you're beat, right? It's like, it's also really dark too, right? At night. Cause it's like,
were you driving the bus? Like,
no. So I was going to say before, we found a guy who ran like a bus company, and they had like, it was a school bus company. And so we paid the guy like after hours to basically get drivers and then come on like off nights to come and drive. So it was like extra cash in their pocket to come. We did like 13 school buses. Like we were averaging anywhere from 5 to 13 old men.
That's like great. You just thought of doing that? Like in college, you were like, I'm going to do something. Wanted to party and you wanted to make money and you figured out how to put them together.
Yeah, pretty much. And then my partner at the time, DJ Legend, who was one of my good friends, he was kind of like more organized and kind of did the bit back end. And so we used to DJ for a bar mitzvah company in Philly.
Oh.
And so we would take equipment from the company and then throw parties, and we DJed all like the fraternity parties and like all the Greek parties on campus. Yeah. And then so from there we started throwing like these events, and then it was just more like a business thing, and just trying to, school wasn't doing it for me. So it was more exciting.
Did you join Greek Lift?
I did.
What did you join?
Kappa Alpha.
Kappa Alpha. Word.
Yeah. It's actually like I was like maybe the first and only Filipino in all of, it's like we had to turn the whole thing around. We had the first black president too.
Hey.
going to crazy. Like the meetings where you see all the other campuses, like Kappa Alphas, it's like, yeah, we were really kind of
they're like, who are you? Are you guys sure?
Like, you guys are the right place. Yeah.
The multicultural fraternities are that
one. Yeah. This is the ethnic resource group.
D9 is over there.
Yeah.
That's wait, funny. Ed, what was your fraternity?
I'm the Sigma Lambda Beta. Yeah.
I have no frame of reference.
That's okay. You don't need to know.
Where'd you go to school at?
I went to school in Florida, FGCU specifically. It's like Southwest Florida. Did you ever have a Nexto?
You know, I never did, actually. You were chirping.
Bro, my kuyas had Nextels, and so they would all just be like, hey, go through, like, real quick.
It's like,
that's literally what reminded me of.
Don't hit me on the trip if it's not an event. It's like, it's like, not this line. Call me for that.
That's literally what it would be.
Wait, what is it? I don't know what that is.
So Nextel, chirp.
It was like Nextel and Sprint, right? Sprint did it too.
Boost, I think, right?
Nextel was basically like specific carrier. I thought you can get Nextel on any carrier. No, or was Nextel?
Nextel and Sprint. I remember having.
Okay, yeah, because Nextel was kind of like walkie-talkies,
right?
Yeah, they're like walkie-talkies essentially.
The chirp was like the walkie-talkie.
It's like a pager, but voice memos.
And
the chirp was like very specific. So it was basically like a walkie-talkie. So people could like hit you at any time and like. Could you just start talking or did you have to chirp first? That was just etiquette, right? You could just start talking.
Yeah,
right?
you could just start talking, yeah. But so, the etiquette was to chirp.
Chirp first, send the signal. It's like, somebody wants to talk.
Otherwise it should be coming out your pocket. Just like, in your like big dicky cell phone pocket next to your ankle, bro.
The chirp was like a flex. It was such like a cool thing to have at the time. But yeah, like, I don't know why. I avoided it. I don't know why. I was like, I'm good. I don't know. But I did have friends who had it. And I'm like, yo. And we'd be like, yo, you got the next hit them on the chirp. You try to contact somebody else who's a chirp active.
Yeah, right. And like in my area, it was like so like associated with like drug deals that like people were afraid of having it. Because like they didn't want to get thought of immediately as like associated with drugs or whatever. Unless like you were trying to like pose, then you
are
like,
you trying to? Yeah, are you trying
to? You know.
West Coast, we got it for like a lot of construction. I don't know.
That makes sense.
I think that's actually the original.
It's all construction workers.
Yeah. That seems to be more logical.
That sounds like the intended purpose. Yeah.
The intended purpose.
Like Blackberries and like smartphones were originally for like lawyers or people doing important business, right? Like if you got a full keyboard, it was only like, Blackberries.
Blackberry was for like the
PDAs.
Until
like
that, lawyers that Pearl dropped, though, that Pearl changed the game.
Pearl was crazy.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, wow, this is kind of cool. Let me get some snake popping. Tessa, you ever had a Blackberry?
I've held one. I think actually the word ping, like, oh yeah, I'll ping you, that came from Blackberry because they called it a ping. Yeah.
And it was BBM, Blackberry Messenger.
I was gonna say there was the Blackberry Messenger, which say BBM now kind of sounds dirtier, but
like, BBM, it's like, damn, it's like a Brazilian what?
makeover.
that big black messenger, yeah.
Bro, what?
I hated that flex because my friend used to have a Blackberry, and then she'd be like texting all her friends like in the middle of the day. She gets these messages. I was just like, okay, so like, what's going on? It's like, oh, my friend's messaging me on the BBM. I'm like, okay, unprompted. She's like, and if you had a BBM, you'd be getting these. I was like, I don't care.
Bro, what are you talking about? That's literally
it's like
the
these messages are
bubble,
only seen on
now.
A BlackBerry. So I don't care. Like, you can talk to your friend. I don't freaking care.
That's the original blue bubble.
Yeah, that's the original blue bubble, green
but
bubble.
But there's no cross communication with that. It's like very exclusive.
It's
like,
very exclusive.
Like, we can't even see you. We can't even. We're not even. And you had to exchange pins. It's like, let me get that pin. So like, what's your pin? Your BBM pin.
That's crazy. I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
I had Yahoo Messenger.
I had AIM.
I was going to say AIM.
I know. All the cool girls had AIM.
Yeah.
But you had to pay for it, right?
AIM was the free part.
No.
It was the only free part of AOL. Like,
do you guys remember your AIM username?
I didn't have one.
Yeah.
I didn't have an AIM.
You didn't have
an AIM. I had just like whatever.
No, my mom didn't let me have social anything until I was in college, and she couldn't.
Until you were in college?
What?
The first thing I got was Facebook.
Wow. You didn't have MySpace?
No. My cousins had Zanga. My cousins
Asian
had
Avenue.
Have Zanga? Yeah.
Asian Avenue.
What is that, bro? You know Asian Avenue? No.
No, what is that?
That was like, it was like a, like,
that, yeah, sounds like a dating site.
It was like Zanga. It was like kind of, it was like a MySpace like for only Asians.
Oh,
Asian, that's terrible.
Asian, I remember, yeah, Friendster was like,
it was like that.
Knows. Yeah.
Friendster was,
yeah, Friendster was for the Asians. Like, I remember officially, having Asian friends and only Filipinos.
Oh, but was it officially though? Like, kind of like marketed as, or was it just happened to be Asians were first up on it?
Oh, which
it
one? Friendster?
Taken over.
It was just taking over.
Well, no, because Friendster was free. Like, back in the day, you had to be, I think, wasn't it, you had to be invited to Facebook? Like, someone, yes, had to know you.
You had to have a college. You had to have a college.
And that's why, like, not a lot of people, like, not Asians had it at the time, because it was all like an American college. Thing. But yeah, friend, like, all my Asian friends had Friendster, and then there was a third. I don't know if it was Zanga, but it was Zanga. Like, there was a third one. There was a third social media. Well, I guess it was MySpace. Was it MySpace? I guess so.
I learned code for my Zanga. Like, do you guys, like, remember just, like,
code? It's like, how do I change the color to the background? Yeah. And how do I, like,
how do I make it animate?
Yeah.
If you ever download music from a chat, like back in the day before there was like, if you needed to get music, I remember I was must have been 8th grade.
You had to be like on MIRC, ICQ, like all those. Like, you had to be in a chat and you're like, and then you'd look at little different albums that would drop and I'm like, I need that album. So you like chat the person and try to get the what you call it, the zip file or whatever it was.
Yeah, the zip file. But they were able to send it right in the chat. But we would be in chat rooms just like throwing like shots in the dark, like, does anybody have, like, I don't know, like the new Eminem album? And then sometimes you get duped, like they would like send you something and it's like some random like I don't know, it's somebody's mixtape. Like, yeah,
or just like some weird anime. I'm like, I remember having a computer, like, you remember like ripping your own like CDs and stuff.
Yeah.
I'd have the whole like love song CD every year. Like every year I'd be like, here's like my top 12 or whatever, like, I can fit on the CD. Yeah. And then just like, this is my own mix. And then that's what you played in your car. And then you're just hoping a shorty would be like, oh, I love that song too. And like, that's what you're hoping for.
Nah, I remember my first girlfriend made me a burned CD.
Oh, you remember? Okay, this might be me. I didn't actually do it, but I had friends that did and I listened to theirs. But you'd wait on the radio. Until like your cassette played, and then you recorded it from the radio. So like you'd have like all these songs, like just random songs that you didn't want to pay for, and then you're just like, oh, I got this song, and then you'd play it in the car and it would be like Kiss FM, and then it was like, and it would start, and I'm like, what? Like, it's so random. Like, it would just start with the radio station first. Yeah,
it's a really earn it back then.
Yeah, I had to earn it.
I did that for like movies too. I would like, is that illegal? Like, I would just wait for like it to play on TV.
Yeah, and then you press record on your VCR.
Yeah. The VCR, bro. I remember I used to get episodes of like Dragon Ball Z like that, and it would just be like Pokemon would come first, and then Dragon Ball Z, and like some other show. It was like something Star, something like that. Like
Outlaw Star.
Outlaw Star, yeah.
Outlaw Star.
I remember that would come on after Dragon Ball Z, and my Clay would just give it to me. Be like, here, I got Dragon Ball Z for you. I remember when MP3s used to have like a little like microphone on them, and you could like put them up to stuff and like record stuff. I would like just like,
oh, like MP3 players.
Yeah, you know, MP3 like players. Yeah, I used to like put my MP3 up to like a song, and then halfway through the song, switch it to another song. And then I would just have like my own.
Just
mix
your own song.
Yeah. Just hard cuts and everything.
Like, yeah, there was a lot of like, you know, a lot of makeshift techniques. Like, how can we're all early bootleggers, you know? But we're also too, is like you had like different qualities and levels and stuff. And also like back in the day, it's like trying to figure out like early like 50 Cent G-Unit stuff. It's like, I don't remember any of the names of the albums, because it was always just like a compilation of like, I don't know, my boy said this to me. This is like Fire Mix number 16. Like, it's on Fire Mix 16.
It's like, on Fire Mix 16, bro. Pull that one out.
You wait a freaking year and you're like, maybe it'll drop on the Now That's What I Call Music albums.
Yeah.
You know, like you get a Tower Records and you're like, oh, is this song on this like 24 song album? Who disc? Like,
those things, yeah. Shout out to them still going strong, I feel like, right? I think I saw they're still doing the Now. Is it still a thing?
They really still do now. That's why I call them, like,
I feel like I saw them, but I don't know. But it's like, it can't be. It got to be maybe streaming playlists. Right?
If yeah. Kids Bop is still going, Now is still going.
Kids Bop? Or, like,
now that's what I call music 89.
Oh my God.
Wow.
89.
Who's on it? Who's on the new one, Tess?
The last one was released on January 26th.
Did they have an actual CD album?
Yeah.
I mean, Japan still uses
Okay, CDs. Olivia Rodrigo, Paul Russell, Tate McRae, Doja Cat. It's all the music that is on, like, the top, like, 20, like, radio station. Sabrina Carpenter.
You just go on Spotify and you just put, like, Now 89 album.
It is $11.99. You can save $2 if you buy it today.
I guess people collect these, too. Like, they just want all 89.
At this point, you committed, right? If you're already been in the in the game for 80, what am I going to do? Stop now?
There's a shelf. There's a shelf somewhere in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Where, like, there's going to be this one person that just, like, I have every Now That's What I Call Me. And just, like, not just these. Not just the pop ones. I have the country ones.
They have country.
Yeah, because they had different genres, right?
Oh wow, yeah, that's a commitment.
That's someone's living room right there.
I'm trying to find. Oh, Now this is the first one. Hold on, the first Now. Oh, it didn't. It loaded to a Spotify playlist.
What are the songs? I'm kind of curious. What were the songs?
Janet Jackson, Together Again, As Long As You Love Me, Backstreet Boys.
Ooh.
The Way, Fastball, Love. Spice Girls, Brian McKnight,
which is
Radiohead, Everclear, Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Mercy Playground?
Like, is this all 1 year? Like, is it a specific?
It's all on the very first Now.
That's the first one?
The
Now
first one, yeah.
One.
Oh, wow.
Now volume. It's just called Now. I'm so serious.
What's that one going for on eBay?
And then on 2, it's called Now That's What I Call Music. Now 2.
Yeah.
That's the official one.
That, like, listen, like, oh, those are all the songs that, like, when I was, like, in high school.
Okay.
That was like my youth.
So this is how church kid I am. They had a version of Now for Christian music called, like,
praise
Wow.
Music.
No, yeah, it was called Wow.
My God.
So they had the same kind
of
compilations.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah, World of Warcraft. But they had the same compilations for, like, worship music and, like, pop Christian.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they had the
same
one.
What a conglomerate.
What an empire.
Bet you it's the same company too. It
had to be, bro. Probably the same company doing Kids Bop.
Honestly.
Who's listening to that? Honestly, yeah.
Kids Bop's going crazy. Where I take my daughter to ballet and they got the Kids Bop bumping, and I'm like,
no.
I'd be here. I'm like, oh, so this is a new Kids Bop. I was like, I haven't heard of, like, it's like, you know, current songs. Like, you guys are super current. Like,
yeah, but they gotta
just
change
dropped.
Like the lyrics.
Yeah, they re-record
because
the
they'll
whole
have lyrics. Like, if they have, like, cuss words, they'll change them.
It was Kid. Yeah. Kids Bop trap.
Remember, like, suicidal, like suicidal. Yeah. So the Kids Bop version is In Denial.
Who was the original song, KP? Who suicidal? What was
it's
the original?
Sean Kingston, right?
It was Kingston.
Yes. Yes.
So instead of suicidal, they put In Denial, and that's the Kids Bop version. They had a Cardi B Kids Bop, but I don't know the song.
That's crazy how
they would change all those lyrics, though. But they did have a Cardi B. I think they had a Cardi B song, but they had to
mess
change
with
a lot
me
of the lyrics.
If you want.
Wow. Imagine doing WAP. Like, doing WAP, but, like, a Kids Bop version.
I'm looking this up right now. It's about wings and pizza.
Shut up. Is it?
For real?
No.
Bro, this can't be real, bro.
There's some doors in this house. There's some doors. That's literally the lyrics.
Shut
up.
There's
some doors.
I said certified B 7 days a week. Water bottle. Make that pull out game week. They still have
what?
That.
What?
Water bottle.
What the heck?
I can't believe that's real. Wings and pizza. I feel like we got it.
Wings and
pizza. Oh, so we can't hear it though, right? We can't play it because it's gotcha. I'm gonna have to on my own time.
Yeah, just look that up.
just start playing it in front of your kid. I'm like, do you like this song?
Yeah, that's like, I think that's the opposite of what we're gonna do. Yeah, but Kid Bop again.
Like,
yeah,
Dad, I really love this song. Who's Cardi B? And we're like,
no. Lardy B.
Who's Lardy B? I'm like, don't.
Even I feel like even like Lardy B. I feel like it's a little dicey. It's like,
what's like,
what is lard? That's what they put in your rice.
I didn't realize. Did they change the name too? I didn't realize that they actually make name artist names too.
I'm not sure.
I didn't realize that either. Yeah,
wow. It might not be a thing. It might just be for that song.
And that's interesting too. If like no royalties or whatsoever goes to the original artist, it's like
that would be crazy. Yeah, how did?
But I guess because it's technically parody if you're changing the lyrics.
Yeah. I mean,
does Weird Al have to pay the actual songwriters when he makes his parodies?
That's parody.
He'll like just out of like professional courtesy, he'll ask them if he can like do it. But okay. He has every right to like do parody songs.
Okay.
But because he's like nice, I guess he's like, can I do this song? And they're like, yes or no. I think he asked Prince, and Prince is always like, no. So he never did Prince version.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him touching my songs either. That's all good.
Yeah.
Weird Al's national treasure. Yeah, was there like a documentary or something on him? Like Weird Al. I feel like, or I've seen some. There a documentary?
Yeah,
I think Harry Potter played him. Daniel Radcliffe played him.
Oh, so it was a real movie? Yeah. Is it out already?
I think so. Yeah.
Wait, what movie?
It's like Weird Al, but it was played by Daniel Radcliffe.
I can look that up. That's dope. I'm sure that's interesting. Oh wait, didn't anybody see it? Angela, did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Daniel Radcliffe though. Yeah, last time I saw him was I think when he was when was it, like the Swiss Army Man? Was that him? I don't know if you guys saw that.
That was Radcliffe. Yeah. That was Radcliffe.
That wasn't right. That was a good movie. Interesting, weird, but interesting. Cool. The way to shot, but weird. That'd be weird.
I feel like I can't see him as anything other than Harry Potter. Unfortunately.
It's hard to. But there was a podcast with Rainn Wilson.
Okay.
And then he talked about how he's just like, I can't play any more characters anymore.
It's like, so difficult
after you've The Office for, he's like, I can't do any more, like I had a good run, and like he just talks about how like I can't play any more characters because they can't see me other than The Office.
It sucks,
but he's just like, he still makes money, he still makes royalties, he's just like, I just can't do any more parts anymore.
That sucks
until that part comes, but it's tough to not have options, right?
I think, yeah, he'd just have to reset to a certain degree. Like he'd have to do like a lot of theater and then maybe do a lot of indie, and then he'll probably like, if he like, he just needs one good Sundance,
one real good one,
and then he's like, okay, he can do something again. But like,
what's, until then, what's his name from Everything, All the Time?
Yeah,
everything, all everything, the time, yeah. Forever,
all the,
never,
all the things. Like, can...
Was that Everything Everywhere free of charge? Buy one, get one. Like,
yung ano yung know I'm talking about
that one with
sino yun
with that Michelle
everywhere sa
everywhere
sa nowhere sa dito
everywhere nowhere everything
everything yun
everything on sale now
oh yun doon siya
everywhere dito. Dito doon
Indiana Jones.
The Indian Jones. But Indian Jones.
Anong Indian?
The Chinese from the Indian. Indian Jones. And the Iglesia ni Doom.
Iglesia ni Doom. That's funny. What's his name?
What's it?
Kwan, what are you talking about?
I'm so lost in the song.
You're talking about Ki Hee Kwan.
Oh, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yeah, you know what?
We were all the guys were like,
we know what we're talking about. That Indian Jones.
Indiana Jones.
And the Goonies.
I want that on a t-shirt. Indian Jones and the Iglesia ni Doom.
And then on the back, it just says Prut.
Oh my God. I want that. Angelus, make that shirt. Injun Jones. Injun Jones and Injun
Jones. You spell it just, you just spell it normally.
Injun, in yeah, Indiana. Injun.
No, no, you just like, spell it Indiana Jones.
It's Injun, like it's Jun, like doon sa
like Jun. Doon, yeah. Jun, Jun, sa yeah.
Injun Jones. Iglesia nito.
Thank you. Thank you for knowing what I was telling you. Hey,
all right.
That's the 40-year-old. Hey, that's the 40-year-old Tito. There you go. He's coming out.
It's possible. You know, you can still have your time, you know. Come back like my man. What was his official name? What's his name? Did we get his name? We got to put some respect on his name.
Ki Hui Kwan.
Is that my guy?
Okay, why are we talking about this?
He won Best Supporting Actor.
Oh, just having your time after, like, you know, being only in one role and, yeah, like, not having options for other roles as you go on. Yeah. All right, because we were talking about homie who from The Office, right?
From Dwight? The Office, was it Dwight? Yeah.
Dwight, Dwight Rainn Wilson.
Wait, yeah. When did you really start cool talking name, about way. Him?
Bro, I know. I was like, I was just watching them.
We were just going off.
What's happening?
And you're like everything
everywhere all at once.
Everything doon sa dyan.
Nothing sa
dito ano, sa doon.
Dito sa kwan.
All and everywhere. Rickin.
Dito sa kwan.
Dito sa kwan. Dito sa kwan. Kihikwan. Dito everywhere. Dito sa kihikwan.
Sa doon. My mom started doing the thing where she was oh, Robert, Ron, and I was like, Mom, you only have one son. The fuck are you talking about?
Who are you talking about?
I was like, who are you talking to? I called you. It said my name on the caller ID. And I was like, okay. My mom's
just
old.
Starts naming just all these yeah,
it's just like all my cousins. Like, it's like, Mom, oh my God. It's just me. What are you going to start doing that, JD?
What's that?
You just start calling your daughter mad different names from like all the family.
Oh yeah, yeah, she has a lot of nicknames. She's like a seasoned gang member. She's got like AKAs, you know?
Yo, Shorty, like
Mad Noom Diplomes.
Yes.
That's cool. What's your favorite one to call her?
Boss.
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 She's always like, tell me what to do. I'm like, all right, you got a boss. Like, and she gives me a look. She knows like I'm being like being a freshman. She gives me a look. She's like, pick it up. I'm like, all right, you got a boss. Don't fire me, boss. Don't fire me. Just trying to do my job. Yes. Yeah. Valencia, but Sia for short is her name.
Aww. Okay,
cute.
Yeah. Nice. We call her, yeah. We call her Peep. She's like, you've got a few names. Yeah.
Does that one come around when she was like actually like mad young, like when she was like a baby? Yeah.
Nah, she would, she was used to, well, yeah, she, for a little bit, she was watching Peppa Pig, and okay, then she would call it Peepa Pig, and then, like, but just to be, like, funny, I guess I would just call her Peep, like, yo, Peepa, so aww, then she got shortened to Peep.
Okay. I was wondering if she had a, I feel like that's the Filipino nickname, the Peep. Peep. Because it always comes from, like, some random thing. Yep. Like, I had a family, like, our one of our family friends, Arthur, and we'd call him Buck Buck. And I didn't know why, and I was like, what's a buck, and they were just like, oh, because he had bucks on his face. I was like, when he was little, and I was like, I don't even know what a buck is.
My cousin's name is Boots. Boots. We dead ass call him Boots. My dad calls him Butchukoi, and I'm like, what does that mean, dad? And he was like, I don't know, we just call him that. Like, bro, what
Butchukoi? I've heard that. What does that mean? So specific. Does what is that mean?
I have no idea, bro.
I feel like I've heard
is
that
it isn't it like a dessert or something?
Bitso is a dessert.
Buko,
that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Butchukoi is like, I think that's like, I think when I was like short and chubby, they used to call me Butchukoi.
Oh no way.
Yeah. So it was like my uncle would like tap my belly and rub my belly. Oh, little Butchukoi. I'm like, yo. I'm like, But I was book too for a little while.
You were?
Yeah. Because you guys ever listen to Rex Navarrete, like the old the real like dirty Filipino. he's He's still
touch
doing
my hand. It's Itzy. His best was what you call it?
The Packers, bro. Yeah.
SBC.
So you guys, this is the one when he was talking about getting the adobo out of the freezer, and it's got the that like the fat coagulated at the top.
Oh no! What?
Yeah. What the like the oil just turns white.
Yeah, you know how like when you leave like adobo or something and like the fat kind of like rises up, and then he was I'll leave it at that. So you got to listen. He's talking about finding different purposes for that. That's said too much like that. Like that's a bad for you, man. He's a legend. But it's interesting. I saw a billboard with him like 2 months ago. He's still out here doing stand up.
For real?
That's dope, bro.
There's a picture on him too. Like he looks kind of the same. So shout out to him.
I heard he lives in like Oregon and stuff.
Oh, where?
I think. Like I got friends, like comic friends that still talk to him.
So, oh, the gnome?
Yeah, they know him over here.
Oh, that's so.
He was like originally West Coast, I believe. Yeah, that's why he got the SBC Packers and right, like the whole jokes and like up north and like SF is what I heard. I can't confirm, but what I heard from them is like he's up north in like Oregon or something. Yeah, so he'll just come down every now and then. He's not as active. He's like the original Filipino comic. Or
I was about to say, yeah, like that's
the OG, yeah.
Yeah, but that's like back in it. Think about that. Like he was really making waves. There's probably like in American like media. I don't know if that's considered American media, but it's like Filipino Americans, right? We're listening to him.
He was
like,
yeah, I would say he's like more Phil App. Like he really was the voice of Phil App.
But back then, right? Who was really in the media in the U.S. like doing stuff, right? Like I don't know.
In terms of Phil App, we just didn't like we didn't like pierce through.
It's him and Dante Bosco. That was it.
Bosco, right? Yeah, but like Bosco, like, and you could hear from the Boscos, like the Boscos kind of like for the longest time had to hide their Filipino-ness.
Oh, facts.
Talking to Dion, like Dion had some shows. You remember like City Guys? Was he? He was in City Guys. Like he played Spanish, like he was playing Mexican because he couldn't, because there were no roles specifically for Filipino, so he had to just play Spanish. It wasn't there. Like it wasn't in the zeitgeist yet. Really feel like there were a few that kind of got it through. Honestly, Joe Coy is one of the bigger ones that kind of put Filipino in the mainstay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that's what put Filipino in like kind of American houses. Rex was close. There was a lot of close people, but it just no one really like pierced through. Like nowadays is like, yeah, like if you're Filipino, it's just like it's much more a badge of honor. But back in the day it was just like
AJ
just
Raphael
wouldn't pierce. Yeah, like Raphael, like wouldn't pierce. Bondoc, Passion, Bondoc, like they're all Passion there, but they never really like super niche through, like the mainstream.
Yeah,
like they're all.
Wait,
there.
Who are those? Wait, go back with some of those names.
Like AJ Raphael, Gabe Bondoc,
RJ Aquino,
Mount Rushmore.
These are all comedians.
No, they were YouTube cover artists.
But there was a cover. There was the musician that became comedian. I follow him. I think it's like Jared Rodriguez. But he was trying to make it in kind of like he was like late on the scene in terms of like Phil Am R&B. But then he converted to doing like the comedian thing, and he's actually much more successful. But he has a Christmas song that's really funny and very dirty. But you should listen to that one.
Of course, KP knows it.
KP is actually in case you didn't know.
Yeah, pull me on. I'm trying to be versed on these legends, these trailblazers.
Yeah, but
Joe Coy for real.
It was the 2010s. The 2010s were just like it was big, but it's just like it just never pierced through. So they were like somewhat nationally known, very locally known, but never really pierced through like the mainstream. But it's more now. I'm waiting for like the next. We need a Filipino actor, like real like Phil Am actor. I don't know who's gonna be, but
we would
probably need that.
I also
it's probably gonna be Tessa.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be Tessa.
We'll see. Or Angela.
Oh no, we do have Jacob Batalon. We do have that.
Oh yeah.
I keep forgetting that freaking like there's Tagalog in the freaking Spider-Man movie.
Oh yo, my man. Damn. Can't my man.
Yeah. Freaking Batalon. Batalon is kind of piercing through.
It's messed up because I just know him as like Spidey's like best friend.
Best friend. Well, yeah.
What's his full name?
Jacob Batalon.
Got you. Damn.
He's in that new Kevin Hart movie too.
Is he really?
Oh, that's right. Lyft. Yeah, I saw a clip of it and I was like, oh, shoot, that's like, Jacob Batalon. Yeah. Lost, like, I need to watch that movie. Too, right?
Did he? Oh, okay.
I wasn't going to watch it because I was like, this is like Ocean's 11 for Kevin Hart, written by Kevin Hart. Produced by Kevin Hart, where he's George Clooney. I mean, he's like, I got an idea, guys, for a movie. but shout out to homie, though. Batalon? What's his last name?
Yeah, Batalon. Yeah.
It's literally how you're... You got Batalon.
You got my money, bro. You got my money.
It's a what you call it? It's a solitude child. Bata alone. Bata, never mind. Whatever. a solitude child. Bata alone.
Oh.
Do you know who else is a solid child?
What the fuck?
Solid child.
No.
Isn't that what you said? Solid child?
I said solitude child.
Ass.
Solid child. Ass. Who else is a solid child?
No.
Ooh, you're solid child.
No. I'm leaving, bro. Goodbye.
So tell us where the people can find you. Where your social.
Yeah, I'm you can follow me at Dahita the Kid, DAHEATA. DAKID. You put like text somewhere, but yeah, it's my last name spelled phonetically, and then the kid, because I refuse to grow up. And then Dream But Don't Sleep is like my company, my production agency, production company. And yeah, at Dream But Don't Sleep on Instagram. And yeah, that's the only place I'm really at right now.
Cool.
Yeah. this has been a journey, guys. I appreciate y'all taking the time. I'm glad that if you guys ever needed a sub in for another night, I'm glad to do this with a little bit more now I have a little more feel for what it is, and
yeah.
I probably was allowed to do this bad. Appreciate you guys.
No, like the bad is good. Bro. Like the worse it is, the better.
Seeing you. Well, I did
great, KP. it was good to see you, Tessa, too. Like, yeah, small world, good vibes.
I know, right?
It's like, this is a trap. Ed, you didn't tell me my former employers are going to be here. What is this, a review?
Trying to see if we're trying to re-up for next year, bro.
So we've been really busy. The work is great. Only improving by the day. Our sound is crispy. You can ask Ed.
Okay, great. Good to know. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Yeah, we have the most cutting edge technology. Yeah.
Oh, you got. I appreciate y'all doing this show, for real. Like, this is... Yeah, more Filipino, like, people were doing stuff and, like, keeping, the culture alive. And, it's, it's dope. I wish I was, like, young and energetic like y'all. Keep on doing your thing.
Go away, bro.
I'll take that. I'm going
to
take that.
No, this is dope to be able to, like, consistently push out, like, content like this. And, like, I don't know, cuentos is, like, I feel like this is just chill chopping it up with, like, Filipino homies. But it's, like, it's like a not so, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. It was a good vibe. Okay. I listened to like the one I did listen to before. The last one was the one with homegirl who was the pageant. I was like, man, I was like, this is like, she's super impressive. And like, I was like, man, this is like,
very. The one with what is her name? Kalia, right?
Kalia. Mm-hmm.
But it was very official. I feel like
shout out to Kalia.
It felt structured. She was well spoken. I'm over here. It's like late. I'm like stuttering. I don't know. My gummies like too many gummies today. I'm just like,
bro. No, you should go further down the line and you'll see.
Yeah,
it'll go downhill. Just we didn't get to talk about Dream But Don't Sleep.
Yeah,
you should come back and then we'll talk more.
Yeah, come back.
I was about to ask, and then you guys started talking about everything everywhere. And I was like,
everything everywhere.
I have no idea how to reroute this conversation.
Come back
anytime.
I'm glad to do that. Yeah, but it's cool. But I enjoyed like I don't know. I like talking about like just chopping it up. But whatever is of value, But yeah, I appreciate y'all I'm glad to come back and do that, and then I could come a little bit more prepared, and then
did you cut the episode yet, Angela, or not yet?
Cut this episode yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're still recording.
We're still recording. Okay. Share where people can find you on socials and like webs, like anything else you want to promote.
Bro, where have you been?
Where have you been?
No, we were so
slacking. We're so stuck.
You literally spelled one out.
So it was lagging the whole time. So that's why she didn't know. She's still at the Dito Jaan Doon.
Yeah.
Dang, I think I did miss that because we were talking about your business and I was like, okay, yeah, share your business. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, we
I'm
didn't
not
talk
gonna
about,
guys for listening.
We didn't talk about you Thank skating. You. We didn't talk about your creations. You didn't talk about your shoes.
You have shoes? Anything,
Yeah,
I design
shoes.
Oh, wow. Okay. You have to come back.
When
then.
I said multifaceted, I meant it.
We talked about like two facets, maybe
like
one and a half.
For like half a second.
Yeah.